This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Counties across Colorado are still counting ballots from yesterday's election. By midnight, they'd processed almost 2.5 million votes. 63% of active voters turned out for the midterm race, and that figure will climb over the next few days. Several high-profile races remain too close to call, most notably the 3rd Congressional District. Only a few thousand votes separate incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and her Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. The state's new 8th Congressional District is also undecided. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert still trails Democratic challenger Adam Frisch in the 3rd. As I said, Frisch currently leads Boebert by a few thousand votes. But CPR Stina Sieg says the Republican told supporters she believes she's going to win.
The incumbent congresswoman stopped short of declaring victory. At her election night watch party, Boebert said, quote, "We will have this victory." She also expressed frustration that there wasn't a final vote tally Tuesday.
We have countries who count all of their votes on the same day, and you deserve the same here in America.
Boebert was heavily favored to win the majority conservative district, which covers much of the western slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Snow that blanketed parts of the state last week has been a welcome sight at mountain resorts across Colorado. Breckenridge got 14 inches and opened today, 2 days early. Snow surveyors with the USDA say the early snowpack totals are better than last year and look similar to 2020. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.